Hi, my name is Kayla.
Hi, and I'm Gabby.
Hi, my name is Natalie.
My name's Minnie Mouse.
And today you will be listening to the Elixir of Character.
Folks, it's great to see ya.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Today I will be talking about the history of Walt Disney and how just one man created the largest theme park known today. This began 40 years ago and is now made up of four different theme parks, not only here in Orlando but in other parts of the world too. Walter Alice Disney, born in Missouri in 1901, was always attracted to the cartoon world. And by his mid-20s, he had his own animation studio. In 1928, Steamboat Willie, which included animated talking, was released. And in 1932, he produced Flowers and Trees as one of his second animations and the first to win an Oscar award. He started with taking storybooks and making them into animated films. And little by little, more advances were made, like the use of color and sound effects. With just a few months of practice, him and his staff came up with a multi-plan camera, also known as the motion picture camera. Walter's next big break was far from the animation world and took place in California Orange Grove. And in the 1940s, he came up with the idea of a theme park just by watching his daughters ride bike one day in the neighborhood. He wanted the theme park to be for parents and children from all over the world to enjoy. And a couple years later, in 1953, he decided to begin the process. And bought 160 acres worth of land in California. Just like that, the first theme park was in the making.
Gosh, something wrong here.
Home to Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, Daisy, the princesses, and many more of your favorite childhood characters. Not only is Disney the happiest place on earth, but it is also one of the biggest companies in the world, since it took it by storm in its opening on October of 1923. As of today, Disney is worth a grand total of $155 billion. They are known to be the largest single-site employer in the United States alone, with more than 190,000 employees working in their theme parks all over the world. They have resorts located in California, Florida, Tokyo, Paris, Hong Kong, and China, with 12 parks overall. Disney's headquarters are located in Burbank, California, where the company originated, and is currently run by CEO Robert Iger, who has been in that position since October of 2005, but has been working there for many years prior to that. Thanks to him, the company increased in revenue, with market capitalization value increasing from $48.4 billion to $163 billion over the span of just 11 years. In just this last year, Disney's revenue consisted of $59.43 billion, and their stock prices were $131.68 in U.S. dollars. This is indicating tremendous success for the company, and it has been for that way for many years and many more to come. The theme parks are only half of the success of this company, of course, since it helps that six Disney movies have surpassed $100 billion in the box office, and Disney cable and TV business generates 43% of total revenue, with added total merchandise of consumer products, productions, merchandise, and many more. As a matter of fact, since 1991, Disney's theme parks' annual revenue has decreased only twice, once in 2002 and then again in 2009 due to the prior year being economically bad for them and the revenue going down a total of 4%. In other words, their admission ticket prices are stable during the recording seasons. When the Disney brothers created this company 95 years ago, they had many aspirations for the future. In fact, their dream was to open an affordable, good experience for children and parents to create beautiful memories in. Currently, they are doing a wonderful job focusing on that and doing it efficiently. Some of the Disney theme park's goals from today include having zero waste, zero net direct greenhouse gas emissions from fuel, reducing indirect greenhouse gas emissions from electricity consumption, net positive impact on ecosystems, minimizing water use, minimizing product footprint, informing, empowering, and activating positive action for the environment, and finally, reducing their impact on their nature with how much fuel and waste they use and produce. It is truly so magical that after all of these years, Disney is still trying new ways to help protect the environment while allowing everyone to feel as happy, protected, and safe, experiencing the happiness the company provides for their fans and creating beautiful memories for their family.
Today I will be talking about some of Disney's competitors and customers. Disney has competitors all around considering of how huge an industry it really is. One of the biggest competitors has to be Time Warner and Comcast. This competition is basically Universal Studios. You won't only see this rivalry in theme parks, but you will also see it in movies and even possibly TV shows. Disney has bought out most of the competition, if you ask me. They have recently bought some of 21st Century Fox assets, which gains them the right to a classic American satire show, The Simpsons, and many other shows. Now you may be asking yourself, well, why is Disney trying to buy Fox? Why is Disney trying to be the Monopoly Man? It's that you see, Disney is trying to be someone else's competitor. Disney is actually trying to be Netflix's competitor. And the CEO already now announced that the competitor will be called Disney Plus. This Disney Plus will be launched around in November. Now, I don't say Hulu because Hulu is also one of Netflix's competitors, because Disney already owns 60% of Hulu. Now, the genius part is this. Okay, so they will be targeting all, yes, I did say all types of audiences with Disney Plus. Disney Plus will include not only just all of Disney classics like Mickey Mouse and Snow White and all of the other princesses, but they will also have exclusive Star Wars shows and Marvel comic shows. And if you're not a sci-fi fan, well, you don't have to worry about that. They will also have ABC's award-winning shows and all of them. Some of them will include The Good Doctor and Black-ish. Absolutely amazing, isn't it? A genius project to have all audiences. Now Disney won't only be your favorite theme park, it will also be your favorite streaming services as well.